Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Crazy Faith, Already in Progress.
Because of your unbelief. They asked the Lord, why could we not heal this boy? You know, that would make you think that it's God's will to heal everybody. You know that? Yeah, it almost confirms what the Word says, doesn't it? I'm the God that forgives all of your iniquities, and I'm the God that heals how many of your diseases?
All.
So we don't believe that. And Jesus said unto them, you couldn't heal this boy because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. That's almost beyond comprehension to think that God would make a statement like that and then give it to us, and we just don't believe what he said. What's the next verse say? Howbeit, this kind of what? This kind of demon? This kind of unbelief? This kind of lack of faith, whatever he's talking about, howbeit this kind, whatever he's talking about, goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. So what's the answer to get to the point where you can get somebody healed? Pray and fast. See, when I read that verse in the Baptist church, I can assure you I knew they misspelled that word, fasting. I knew they left out the E. I mean, we know how to feast. If you don't believe me, just look around at us. I can eat plenty of groceries. Wow. Just think. If you can believe, what's impossible?
Nothing.
So where is the problem? It's got to be us, ladies and gentlemen. It can't possibly be God. You know, when I think about Johnny Brumfield, when I literally think about Johnny Brumfield, the guy down in Manny, Louisiana, that when he's sitting there in that chair that day with the steel braces from his waist to his ankles, and he told me the doctor said he'd never walk again, never. I told him, I said, you know, John, and came up to a crippled man at the church, at the synagogue. And when the man said, I need some money, he said, I don't have any money, but what I have, I give it to you freely. In the name of Jesus, get up and walk. What did Jesus say we could do in his name?
Anything.
So what's wrong with us? What's wrong with me? I mean, I obviously got the same problem y'all got. Unbelief, right? So here's this man, Johnny Brumfield. When I tell him, I said, you know, I'm going to kneel down in front of you here, and I'm going to pray the prayer of faith for you, and I'm going to ask God to completely give you two brand new legs, and I'm going to thank him for doing it, and then all you got to do is get up and walk. I did that. And I said, now, do you believe it? He said, yes. He said, I'm a Baptist, and if it's written in that book, I believe it. And he said, it's written in the book. I said, that's the kind of faith God's looking for. So I stand up. I said, take the steel off. So he unstrapped that steel. We're on the right page. He's unstrapping the steel. Most people won't even go that far. But he unstrapped the steel, laid it off to the side. I said, okay, now then, get up. I reached down and grabbed him by the hand. When I did, he pulled his legs, which were straight. He pulled his legs up, bent them like this. And then I said, now get up. So I started to pull him. And as I did, as soon as the pressure hit his knees, he said, oh, Thurman, it hurts like crazy. I said, don't go by what you feel. Go by what's written. And I just jerked him on up. I said, come on up. He stood right straight up. Here he is, a man that ain't never going to walk again. He's standing straight up on his own power. And as he's standing up, I can see him looking around the unbelief. You can just see it. My God, I can't do this. I can't do this. So I jerked him. I said, come on, take another step. Now I jerked him again. I said, come on, take another step. And after I did that three times, we were sitting right over there. We started toward the podium. Time we got to the podium, I said, you can walk, you're on your own. He walked around the podium about three times and he broke and ran to the back door right down the hall screaming, God is awesome! What did we do that night? We did something in faith that pleased the Master. Did he say we could do those kind of things? Yes. I just wished I had that kind of faith every time. Don't you, Franz? Isn't it awesome to have that kind of faith and see, there ain't no two ways. I mean, you're smart enough to know there wasn't nobody but Jesus could have did that for that young man, was there? Nobody but Jesus. Nobody but Jesus. Wow. God is out of this world. So what did he say? What's the answer to get rid of that faith, that unbelief? Prayer and fasting. He didn't say feasting, did he? He said prayer and fasting. You know, y'all may be like me, you know. If you say, well, I'm going to fast a little bit, and then somebody comes by and there's a chocolate chip cookie or something laying there. You can't have that. I'm going to be praying and fasting. Let me tell you, the flesh will do everything it can do to keep you out of praying and fasting. The flesh is weak, and it does not want you to get powerful in the Lord. But the Spirit is strong. Now then, if you'll spend time with God in that Word and continue to spend time with God in the Word, you will get strong in faith, and you won't have to worry about who's in control. You walk by and see a plate full of chocolate chip cookies, and you say, I don't eat chocolate chip cookies. You just go right on by. You can do that. I guarantee you can do that. But you can't do it being led by the flesh. Yeah, if you're led by the flesh, your flesh is just like my flesh. I mean, my flesh will say, oh my goodness gracious, Thurman, look at that plate of groceries. Sit down there and just pig out. Well, how about if I just sit down here and eat just a little? Oh no, you don't want just a little. You want to really get some of that. And that's my flesh. It's your flesh. That's the way it works. It's amazing to me how we let our flesh drive us. But when I'm talking right now, I'm talking to every one of us in this room. Every one of us. Just Jesus made the statement to every one of us. If we can have faith and doubt not. Just think. We can say to, what did he say? We could speak to what?
Mountain.
A mountain. And he said, if we don't doubt in our heart, that mountain will move. Mary, I've spoken to a few mountains, but I've never seen one move yet.
I have.
You have? Well, I know what you mean. Yes, in those kind of mountains, we did see some of those mountains move, didn't we? But when you pray, Jesus was giving you an example that you literally could speak to a mountain, Andy. Is that right? You could speak to a mountain. So whenever something comes to attack us or whatever, why are we so afraid? In fact, I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and they went up to Kodiak Island in Alaska and went fishing, trout fishing the other day, and they was catching some big fish. Boy, they were that big. Had some pictures. They were just beautiful, gorgeous. This one guy, he's throwing his line out there, and he's catching this. He's caught one, and he's rolling this thing, and it's jumping and doing all kinds of things. And all of a sudden, a great big old mama grizzly bear walks right out of the woods, right by him, walks right out in that water, and goes to that line and grabs that big old fish, takes the fish off, and he goes back and sits down and eats that fish. I told him, I said, did that kind of make your... You know, you pucker up a little bit or something, you know? And he said, boy, did it ever. And that big old, just say when that big old bear bust about 10 foot from me to go get that fish, what if he decided to eat the guy? Well, if he had known who he was, but I bet he didn't. I bet he had no idea, because as soon as fear come into his heart, it's too late. Is that right? You gotta know who you are. When that bear runs out, you got to know that I'm a son of God, and you can't touch me, Miss Bear. You may go out there and get my fish, and I may let you have it. But if I really know who I am, I'm going to tell you, Bear, put down my fish. And that bear's going to look at you, and he's going to throw the fish in the water, and he's going to walk off. That, now, that's when you say, now, Thurman, that's going a little too far. No, that lines up with the Word.
That's right.
If you got that kind of faith, you should be able to do that, right?
That's right.
And if you have absolutely no fear, like Margie Mayfield, if you had no fear in your heart, you can bring the number one murderer into the United States. You can bring that guy to Christ that day because you had no fear.
That's right.
Isn't that something?
That's right.
So what's wrong with us kids? We don't have enough faith.
Yeah.
We need to concentrate on the Word more.
Yeah.
But I do know that faith comes by hearing and hearing the word. So if you don't want to fast, if you don't want to do that, at least pray, spend time praying with God and spend time reading and studying the word. And you will have to increase your faith, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. I know for a fact that it does work. And the more I spend time with God in the word, the more I do, the more faith I have. And the greater my faith became over the years as I did pray and as I did exercise the authority of the word, I began to get more and more faith. And I got to a point where I've seen God do all the wonderful things I've had the privilege to see him do, which is pretty awesome. But I ain't satisfied. We should never be satisfied with what we're seeing God do. We should be looking for bigger and better things. Don't you agree with that, Jerry? Yeah, we should be looking for bigger and better things. We should be standing on the Word of God, seeing God do awesome things, because our Master said, if you have faith and doubt not, nothing shall be impossible with you. Nothing. Nothing. Reckon he meant that?
Yes.
So we're going to study and pray more. Lord, I'm help me. I'm going to do more. I want to see bigger and greater things. You know, if you're happy with where you are, well, that's between you and God. But I ain't happy. I want to see bigger things. I want to see greater things. I want to see mountains move.
Amen.
I mean, just like I'm so pleased. And like I say, virtually every night, Cheryl and I hardly ever miss a night. We lay there in the bed with her computer, with her iPod or whatever you call that thing, iPad, and we answer emails and prayer requests for people till sometimes 2, 3, or 4 o'clock in the morning, nearly every night.
Yeah.
From everywhere. I mean, they come in from everywhere, all over the world. I thought to myself, who would have ever dreamed that I would be laying here in bed with my wife at 12 o'clock at night or 1 o'clock in the morning, giving her an answer to a prayer or quoting a prayer, and she's typing it out. And then we pray for the people or their children or whatever. We always close the prayer after we pray. We have prayed. It is now done, I guarantee.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled Crazy Faith, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.